Today, what I'm going to be talking on is why worry? Why worry? You know, the man said, when you worry, you make the trouble double. So why worry? I take my text from Matthew chapter 6, and I read from verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles, unbelievers, seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I read that verse 34 from Message version. It says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard or whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Hallelujah. Now, what is the meaning of worry? The full meaning of worry. Webster Dictionary says, mental distress or agitation resulting from concern, usually for something impending or anticipated. Can you imagine? Mental distress. When you worry. You see, when you are looking for people who worry, you look for my kingdom come first. Worry, therefore, is to feel anxious or troubled about actual or potential problems. You feel troubled, anxious. For me, worry is messing up today for a possible challenge of your sante tomorrow. You mess up your today because of what you think will happen or will probably happen, and then you fail to enjoy today. Worry is usually the anxiety about the future outcome of situations. Worry. So why worry? Why worry? The tomorrow has not even come. And then you are troubled today. You are not enjoying your today. When that trouble of tomorrow has not even come, why worry? What does worry do? Proverbs 12:25, verse A, the A part of it says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. The NIV says, anxiety weighs down the heart. NCV says, worry is a heavy load. Worry is a heavy load. Why do you go around carrying heavy load that has no significance to your life? Worry is a heavy load. It robs us of the ability to enjoy our lives, creating instead lack of joy and hopelessness. When worry takes over your life, we are forced with disrupted sleep. Which of us here, when you worry, can sleep? It's taken away from you, and often you are unable to think straight. Worry. We lack concentration, and our minds get muddled. We become less productive when we worry. Research has shown that worry has negative effect on our body, our mood, and even our behavior. For instance, worry causes suppression of the immune system, resulting in headache, muscle tension, chest pain, fatigue, heart disease, digestive problems. So the brain is affected by worry, such that it can turn the mental fear into physical pains. Worry. On our mood, it causes anxiety, restlessness, lack of motivation and focus, feeling overwhelmed. That is what worry does. It causes, in fact, I have a cousin. When he's stressed and when he's worried, he starts to eat. And because worry, trouble persisted for so long, he became obese. My very good brother. So, worry causes overeating. In some instances, under-eating. You won't be able to eat. Worry. They say heat. Say, kolo. Kolo. Angry outburst. You just see that you just get angry. You just talk anyhow. That is worry. Into some people, it leads them to drug, alcohol, tobacco, and all of that. Worry actually exposes our lack of trust in God. You see, if you look at that verse 30, you realize that it is our lack of trust in God. That is, when you look at that verse 30 says, now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Will he not clothe you, you of little faith? So, when you are thinking that God cannot clothe you, you are thinking that it won't work. It's a sign that you are saying that you don't have trust in God's love for you. Because it implies that God doesn't really care about our goals and needs. That's what you are saying. It implies that you don't have trust in God's wisdom. You are acting as if you think he doesn't know what he's doing. Because you are in a situation now and you start to worry, it's like you are feeling that, God does not know. Maybe something will happen. God does not know. Maybe he doesn't know about this one. You make God's wisdom to feel less. It's like you don't trust in his power. Like you are thinking that he's not able to provide for your needs. A worrying person thinks in the negative. It's a negative thing. And you know what the Bible says? As you think, you become. There's nobody, if you worry, what happens is that every time you are anywhere you are going, when you are moving around, the thing that will be coming to your heart, your head, everything, it is about that topic. That thing that makes you worry. It fills your heart. It takes over your entire being. That's why your mood is bad. You are a shadow of yourself because of worry. Why worry? Job worried always about his children. You see that account in Job chapter 1, verse 5. But you see, when the children move out to, you know, have their whatever, the Bible says the man will now go again to be offering sacrifice to God. He's, in the name of every one of them, he said, peradventure, they have sinned. That was all that comes to his mind. These children, problem, maybe they will have problem with God. And if you now go to Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job says, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me. What was it? His children died. How many of us here, parents, that all you think about is that, hey, let not trouble. Hey, my child, they trouble. Some of us, yes, there may be a delay in you having or conceiving, but you get worried. And what takes over your mind is that worry that you will not have a child. Who said? And then all you are thinking about, you better change. Because all you are thinking about is in the negative, that it will not happen. Maybe I will not have a child. You see, when I got married, because of my past misdeeds and all whatever, then after a while, children were not forthcoming. And then, you know the devil, he reminded me. And so I started carrying this burden that maybe I will not have a child. Ah, well, a day, I remember those times that I had whatever, that, hey, I will not have a child. I started thinking, everything, no, and the children did not come. That worry did not do, it did not help me. But it got to a point in my life, like the prodigal son, I came to myself. I fought the fight of faith. And at some point I felt, look, it is not, why can't I focus on God? It's not even about, and I told my wife, I said, look, even if we don't have children, is that the reason why we marry? And do you know that God in his own way, because before that time, they had done tests for me, they've said I have low sperm count, every baby went notice up. At some point, they said my wife tube is blocked. They have to do such, all of those nonsense. But by the time the first one came, before we say Jack and come, another one has come. Before I could say what is going on, another one has come. What can God not do? But that was me that worried and over worried, thinking that maybe my past has come to taunt me or haunt me. Why worry? Why worry? Job suffered the consequences of worry. So, when you say trust in God, does trust in God mean no troubles that can cause a worry ever again? Is that what it means? You see, sometimes when people come to church, when they serve the Lord, they will be thinking that if God is actually God, they should not have a problem. And that's why you see some young guys, they don't respect God, they don't even serve God. Why? They feel God has failed them. Sometimes they pray, while in school, they pray that God, help me with this course. And then they fail and say, what is it about this God? He doesn't answer prayers. Is that how it works? No. It doesn't mean. You see, John 16 verse 33 says, it confirms that tribulation or troubles are a natural part of life. Because he said, in this world, you will have, he didn't say you may, he said you will have tribulations. It is a sign, it means that there will be trouble. Everybody seated there has one problem or the other. Everyone that you are looking up to, they have their own challenges. There's nobody that does not have a challenge. In fact, the day you now live without any challenge, no trouble at all, nothing to look up to, you are going back to God. Because there's no reason for you to look unto Jesus again. Everything is now fine. You have finished your race. You have finished your assignment. You go back to rest. No more trouble. No need to look unto Jesus. So why are we worried? Why? Jesus himself once felt overwhelmed, but he took it to God. He expressed himself, Mark 14, 32 to 36. I read the Message version. He says, they came to an area called Gethsemane. Jesus told his disciples, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John with him. He plunged into a sinkhole of dreadful agony. He plunged into a sinkhole of dreadful agony. It was not easy. If the Bible will put it, dreadful agony. He told them, listen to this. He said, I feel bad enough right now to die. I feel bad enough right now to die. Stay here and keep vigil with me. Going a little ahead, he fell to the ground and prayed for a way out. Papa, Father, you can't you? See the agony. Can't you? Get me out of this. That's Jesus. Take this cup away from me. But, he said, but, please, not what I want. What do you want? He asked the Father. And he did this prayer for about 3 times. In fact, when he prayed in that agony, he went back. The people that he thought would help him, they had slept. And he looked at it. So many times you are overwhelmed, and you are in trouble, and you are looking around, that maybe your brother will help you. Sometimes you are looking around, you are in trouble, and the people that you look up to that you think will help you out of this financial mess, they turn their back at you. That was what happened to Jesus. Those are the people, his friends, that he thought they will also be praying, they were sleeping. Now, if Jesus were to be me, I would just say, ha, aye yo dao, this is wickedness. Oh, look at the people. Everybody is just against me. And then the thing is, even the big people will become 350. Because the whole body will just engulf. In fact, you start to curse. You start to say, yeah, people are not good. Everybody is bad. They are wicked. No. Why do you worry? Worry does not add value. And it cannot give any positive feedback. You read Matthew 6, 27. 25 to 27. You see, trusting God makes worry disappear. It makes it disappear. Praise the Lord. Now, you saw the account of Jesus Christ. And when I started preparing for this, I now realized that there's a positive word for worry. There's a positive area for worry. They call it concern. There's a difference between concern and worry. So, the positive word for worry is concern, which is an emotion that saves us from panic and overwhelming thoughts that follow intense worry. Now, concern is when an issue arrests your attention, where you begin to care and distress. Remember Jesus Christ? He said, great. But follow it trying to find solutions. What did Jesus do? He said, I'm in distress to die. This is terrible. But what did he do? Instead of him whining and whining, what did he do? He went to God. He went to pray. Many of us that are in that worry state, what do? You just keep worrying for nothing. You just keep worrying for nothing. Jesus took an action. We learn a lot. That's a message for another day. From the action that Jesus Christ took. But as we become concerned about something that is happening, we can still stay focused and open to acknowledging the things we are able to do to help, including prayer, and to focus on God's healing and comforting scriptures. Now, how do you transfer your worry into trust in God? Don't forget that this month, we're talking about trust in God. One, understanding that worry won't change anything. You go back to verse 27. Which of you can add a cubic? Who can add an inch to his stature? Go to the mirror after worry, and look and see whether you will grow taller. It doesn't change anything. In fact, if you appear taller, it's because you are now thinner. You are not tall. It's because a bit of pie otiru. Luke 12, 26 says, if you are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? If you are not able to do this list, all these things, you can't take care of the board. You cannot do. So why are you anxious for the rest? Number two, believe that God cares and trust him to take care of your needs. You see that account also in verse 32. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, cast all your cares or anxiety upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Psalm 56, verse 3 says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. It's not that things that will make you afraid or worry will not come, but you learn to trust in him. Trusting God makes worry disappear. Number three, seek God first. Those are the things that we see in our text today. Seek God first. Look at verse 33, reference. Number four, learn to live one day at a time. You see that in verse 34. It says, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Learn to live a day at a time. Why carrying the burden of tomorrow when you are still in today? Why? So why worry? Say to your friend, why worry? So learn to live a day at a time. Why don't you face today and see what will happen? Should I tell you of late, maybe last year or year before, I made up my mind. You know, I told you I was a superstar in worrying. So I made up my mind one day. I said, okay, you this worry safe. This worried, I have worried. All of you seated here, who has never worried about something before? King Woniro, no, it's okay. All of us. But do you know what? I now see that when you worry and worry and worry, and you wake up the following day, you have gained nothing. And then the day today, you have lost the joy. When your children are even playing around you are angry because of the worry. When somebody is saying, you cannot even see. I have a friend some years ago. that didn't have a husband on time, no partner. And she became worried. Worry and worry. And one day I called her. I said, look, Omo, you are becoming ugly. And that's the truth. Because of the worry, she could not see good things around. She's no longer joyful. Her face has now sunk and all of that. I said, you are looking, no man will come to you again. You are ugly. She was my friend. Oh, she's my friend. I said, go on, my friend, begin to do shakara. Forget about this. And she was doing, and she got married. You see, worry is a problem. Worry will not make you even come to where you are supposed to be. It reduces you. You begin to think like, when you worry too much, you lose your self-esteem because of worry. Why worry? Why? Okay. Let me just jump because of time. But ask yourself, the worry of years they go, what result did they give you? No result. So why do you worry? Why? So me, I now said to myself, some things will naturally come. For instance, you wake up in the morning, no money. Won't you worry? You worry now, Abby. But what we are saying, when the Bible says don't worry, when we are saying why worry, is when you now make it overwhelm you. The thought will come, those thoughts will come. It is you now, like we read and Jesus Christ did. It is to now convert it to trust. You start to do some things. So these days, when whatever, in fact, do you know what cannot make me sleep now? These days, it is when I'm overjoyed. When something new has happened, I will not be thinking overnight. Ah, God, I remember years ago when I was a young man, I bought a V-boot. I was one of these young people that bought V-boot those times. When I bought the V-boot, I packed the V-boot close to the sitting room. To sleep problem, I bought a car. So I will open the window and say, ha, Emino, Oluwa, have a V-boot. I will go back to bed, come back again in the night, to shy, this thing is still there. So that's good problem. I still have it. But you see, the problem of the worry of trouble, no longer me. You know what I say? And deliberately, you know what I do? I just tell the trouble. When it is about time for me to sleep, I say, this trouble, we have been discussing this since this morning. I say, I want to sleep now. You too, go and rest. So when it is tomorrow, we will continue. But at least let me rest tonight. And you know, oftentimes I realize that by the time I wake up in the morning, I will have gained some energy to say I want to fight. And then the trouble is already weak. When it keeps sleeping, it gets tired. So I receive, and I realize that the following day, another trouble has even come. And I will be saying, the trouble of yesterday, we have not even resolved it. Let me go fight this one. And the thing is working for me. I just deliberately made up my mind. And I remember when I was much, much younger, my father then, I was like the father to, I've said it here. And my father was troubled, a lot of trouble at home. Young boy, I wasn't married, just a young little boy with little cash. I will go home. When I get to my father will pour. And I have this listening here. I'll listen to my father, Agbaragba. And I was his son. He will pour all his challenges to me. I said, Daddy, no problem. That boy insulted. The man thought I was a millionaire. I said, no problem. Yes, it is resolved. Don't worry about that one. Daddy, a lesson. He is older. He will just see everything. And the moment he finished talking to me, he will relax. Because he also had health challenge. When he relaxes, I'll carry his own body. When I'm not Jesus Christ, I'll carry it. When I drive, and I get, there's a place in Idonri. They call it, you know, it's a hilly place. When you enter Idonri, when I'm descending, I'm going back to where I work in Akure. The moment I made up my mind that time, the moment I get to that portion, I say, hey, I'm not Jesus Christ. My father's all this body. I drop this in here. I will go. And you know the funny thing? The Baba will now be fine. He thought that his boy is working on something. And oftentimes, many times, the man will do the thing himself, but without worry. He will find solution. The little I can do, I will do, but everybody is fine. Me, I will carry the body. The only time I carry the body is like 2 kilometers from the house. I will carry it to that point, and I made up my mind, you won't believe it, for me to still remember. I will just get to that point, I said, yes, I'm descending. I dropped this Baba's cell. I said, we will discuss. And the man will be free. Why worry? Why rust? If I did not come, he started having hypertension. He was diabetic. He was abba. Why worry? Why worry? You see, prayer. You see what Jesus did? Prayer. Just like Jesus did, just pray. Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So, what you should do from today is to look for things that you can be grateful for each day. Each day. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, in verse 16, it says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If you look at that scripture and follow it, rejoice always. Find reasons to rejoice. Find things that will make you happy. And the one that wants to be a challenge, pray. Take it to God. Continue to thank God for his mercies. It is his will of God, and he will fight those battles for you. So I say, as I end, just obey the instructions and let God take care of the obstructions. Obey the instructions, let God take care of the obstructions. Praise the Lord. Let us rise. John 14, 27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. Colossians 3, 15. To which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Hear my cry, Lord. Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the hands of the earth, when I call unto you, and when my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher. Like I said, I will leave those bodies, I leave it to God at that junction. Tonight, what is it that is heavy on your heart? Cast your burden on Jesus. He cares for you. Just lift it up to him in 1 minute. Just hand it over. Why worry? Why worry? This worry has not added value to your life. It has not added anything to you. Just hand it over. Deliberately this morning. Hand it over deliberately and see what God will do. Just obey. Just obey. Pray. And observe. Follow his instructions. Then you will have testimonies. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we behold your people. We have come to you, Lord, with our loads of worry. We know that worry has not helped us. Today, Lord, we hand them over to you. And we are asking for your peace to come into our heart. Give us the strength, oh God, to trust in you all the days of our lives. Let your name alone be glorified. Please, Lord, let this week be a week of testimony for us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Please let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore.